Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Rabbit Wurstler. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Lou Finney. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Eric McNair. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charlie Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Markham. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Johnny Markham. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Frenchie Ahalt. Batting second. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third. The first baseman, Zeke Bonura. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bob Boken. Batting eighth. The catcher, Muddy Rule. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Milt Gaston. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Milt Gaston. And now, play ball. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Frenchie Ahalt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ahalt takes first base on ball 4. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas takes first base on ball 4. Ahalt moves to second. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ahalt. The throw from Berry and he is safe. Ahalt steals third. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons strikes out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Haas moves to second. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Ahalt scores. Haas scores. Appling goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, White Sox. Bob Boken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boken hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Haas, who is chasing the ball. Fox reaches third base with a triple. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Fox scores. One out. It's 3-1, White Sox. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Simmons. Higgins reaches second base with a double. McNair goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, White Sox. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Boken catches it and throws to second with Appling covering, to double up Higgins. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Milt Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frenchy Uhalt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhalt is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Uhalt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Uhalt. The throw from Berry and he is safe. Uhalt steals second. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Haas hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wurstler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Johnny Markham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Markham hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Haas. Markham reaches second base with a double. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 0-for-1 in the game. Wurstler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Appling. Markham scores. Wurstler moves to second. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's Athletics, 3, White Sox, 3. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-1 in the game. Kramer hits a fly ball into right field. Uhalt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wurstler moves to third. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Wurstler scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-3, Athletics. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Fox strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0-for-1 in the game. Bonura hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Athletics, 4, White Sox, 4. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. Simmons hits a line drive into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Appling is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 3 RBIs. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gaston fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McNair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McNair. The throw from Rule and he is safe. McNair steals second. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Higgins takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Boken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boken is 0 for 1 in the game. Boken takes first base on ball 4. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule is 0 for 1 in the game. Rule hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Worstler fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. One out. Milt Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston is 0 for 1 in the game. Gaston bunts, foul, in front of the plate. Berry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frenchie Uhalt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhalt is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Uhalt hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Johnny Markham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Markham is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Markham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rabbit Worstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Worstler is 0 for 2 in the game. Worstler hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 2 in the game. Kramer hits a fly ball into right field. Uhalt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Haas for the out. One out. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Bonura hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 2 in the game. Simmons hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer who is chasing the ball. Simmons reaches third base with a triple. Bonura goes all the way around to score. It's 5-4, White Sox. Harry Matuszak now pitching. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Appling for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 3 RBIs. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Matuszak, and towards McNair, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Athletics, 5, White Sox, 5. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Fox hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Fox moves to second. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. McNair hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gaston fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Boken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boken is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Boken hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule is 0-for-2 in the game. Rule bunts towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. Boken moves to second. One out. Milt Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston is 0-for-2 in the game. Gaston hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Barry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frenchie Uhalt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhalt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Uhalt takes first base on ball 4. Boken scores. It's 6-5, White Sox. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Uhalt. The throw from Barry and he is out, McNair applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Charlie Barry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barry is 0-for-2 in the game. Barry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling misplays the ball. That's an error on Appling. Harry Matuszak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matuszak bunts towards first. Bonura scoops it up and throws to first, with Boken covering, for the out. Barry moves to second. One out. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 0-for-3 in the game. Wurstler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-3 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Haas hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Bonura hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-5, White Sox. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Berry for a passed ball. Simmons moves to second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Appling hits a line drive into center field. Kramer picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Kramer. Simmons scores. Appling moves to second. It's 8-5, White Sox. Al Benton now pitching. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got three RBIs. Dykes takes first base on ball 4. Bob Boken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boken is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boken hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Appling scores. Dykes moves to second. It's 9-5, White Sox. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule is 0-for-2 in the game. Rule hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Dykes scores. Boken moves to second. It's 10-5, White Sox. Milt Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston is 0-for-3 in the game. Gaston hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boken scores. Rule moves to third. It's 11-5, White Sox. Frenchy Uhalt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhalt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Uhalt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Benton fields it and throws to first for the out. Rule scores. Gaston moves to second. Two outs. It's 12-5, White Sox. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wurstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 12, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Fox hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnson moves to second. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Finney for the out. Johnson moves to third. Fox moves to second. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. Johnson scores. Fox moves to third. Two outs. It's 12-6, White Sox. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Higgins hits a line drive off the glove of Dykes, and into shallow left field. Higgins reaches second base with a double. Fox scores. It's 12-7, White Sox. Charlie Moss pinch hits for Charlie Berry. Charlie Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Higgins scores. It's 12-8, White Sox. Ed Coleman pinch hits for Al Benton. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Moss moves to second. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Moss scores. It's 12-9, White Sox. Whit Wyatt now pitching. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 0-4 in the game. Wurstler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Coleman moves to second. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-4 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wyatt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 12, and the Athletics 9. The White Sox will come to bat. Charlie Moss now catching. Tim McKeithen now pitching. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 3-4 in the game, with a single and two home runs. He's got two RBIs. Bonura hits a pop-up towards short. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Appling reaches second base with a double. Simmons moves to third. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Dykes hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Simmons scores. Two outs. It's 13-9, White Sox. Bob Boken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boken is 2-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Boken hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Boken reaches second base with a double. Appling scores. It's 14-9, White Sox. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule is 1-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rule hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wurstler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 14, and the Athletics 9. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 3-4 in the game, with two singles and a triple. Fox hits a pop-up towards first. Bonura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Finney hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 2-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Johnson moves to second. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 doubles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Higgins takes first base on ball 4. Johnson moves to third. McNair moves to second. Charlie Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Moss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling misplays the ball. That's an error on Appling. Johnson scores. McNair moves to third. Higgins moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 14-10, White Sox. Bing Miller pinch hits for Tim McKeithen. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a fly ball into right field. Buchholz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 14, and Philadelphia Athletics, 10. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.